ready? Okay. We'll entertain a motion to come out of executive session in recess for the purpose of public hearings.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We're now in public session for public hearings.
That is correct.
Sorry to keep you folks waiting.
It's okay.
Okay, the...
We're not doing anything right now. We got a little...
Sorry, Lawrence.
We're...
I feel better. Looking at that shirt now, I feel better.
We are in public session for...
We are in public session right now.
I was.
That color wakes me up and makes me feel good.
Been sitting here for 4 hours.
Okay. We're on.
So Lawrence fixed the dumplings.
I helped make the roll of dumplings, and I got accused of making them too thick.
Okay, we are in public session right now. And the rules of procedure for county council zoning hearings, when the council holds these hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative because council uses the information during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend a comprehensive zoning map. Each application will be announced. The director will review the council minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. The council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. The applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, state your name and home address before you make a statement. Also, please sign your name at the list at the podium. When you make a statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. If you have a written statement, hand it to Mr. Lank, and it will be made part of the record. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in orderly fashion, no applause or other disruptive behavior. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device, please take time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. And the first hearing today is on behalf of Cheer Delaware. Mr. Lank?
Yes, thank you. This is an application referred to as conditional use number 1947. It's the application of Cheer Delaware to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a public service building and use. To be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, parcel containing 4.35 acres more or less, lying north of Broadkill Road, also referred to as Route 16, 800 feet east of County Road, also known as Road 22A, and located as tax map ID 235, map 14, parcels 122.02 and 122.04. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on October 25th, 2012. In the record provided to council last week, there is a report, and that report references that in October 15th, 2012, the applicant provided an exhibit booklet. The report does exhibit what is contained within that exhibit booklet. On October 11th of 2012, the Conservation District provided comments. On October 19th, 2012, the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments. During the public hearing, Ken Bach, Deputy Director of CHEER, was present on behalf of CHEER Delaware with Ring Lardner, Professional Engineer with Davis Bowen and Friedel, and both gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the Commission discussed this application. Mr. Burton stated that he would move that the Commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1947 for CHEER Delaware for a public service building based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the site will be used as a cheer center, which is a nonprofit organization providing services to mature Sussex County residents. Two, the site is appropriate for this type of use since it is located along Route 16 and is just outside the boundary of the town of Milton. Three, the use is consistent with nearby uses, which include various types of small-scale commercial businesses. It will not have an adverse or any adverse effects upon neighboring properties or area roadways. Four, the use is a public service that promotes the health, safety, and welfare of Sussex County residents. Five, no parties appeared in opposition to the project. Six, DelDOT has no objection to the project. And seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the regular hours of operation shall be Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. through 4 p.m. with extended hours for special activities. B, Meals on Wheels, a meal delivery service, is a part of CHEER's regular operations and services. This type of service shall be permitted on the site. C, special events. And an example, weddings and receptions, banquets, conferences, etc., are part of CHEER's regular operations and shall be permitted on the site and outside of regular operating hours. D, any lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. E, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size per side shall be permitted. F, there may be a full kitchen facility on site. G, the location of a dumpster shall be shown on the final site plan, and it shall be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. And H, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. With a motion and a second, carried unanimously, that the application be forwarded to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0. For benefit of the council, pass down copies of the exhibit booklet referenced in my report, and I received no additional comments from any agency or individual to date since the 25th of October. So I have no other questions.
Okay. Any questions from council? If not, the applicant come forward, please.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of council. My name is Greg Lardner, professional engineer associate with Davis Bone & Fidel, 23 North Walnut Street, Milford, Delaware, 19963. With me this afternoon is Mr. Ken Bach, deputy director of CHEER Delaware. And this afternoon, we're requesting approval for a proposed conditional use for a public use building. As Mr. Lank, he's read pretty much most of the record that was presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission. And I refer to that record in its entirety that was presented to the commission and won't go too in detail rehashing that record. As Mr. Lank had mentioned, the proposed project currently consists of two separate parcels. Should this project be approved and move forward, those two parcels will be combined into one parcel and a lot consolidation as part of the overall site plan approval process. The intent of CHEER Delaware is to move from their existing location, which is about a mile east of the proposed location, to this current location so they can expand their services to support the mature adults within Sussex County as that area continues to grow here in Sussex County. They intend to pursue the same services they have there now and expand some additional services, not only during the daytime hours, but some additional special events such as conferences and weddings and banquets of that nature. I just wanted to quickly go over the site plan. There's a smaller version in your presentation booklet, in the third exhibit of Exhibit C. And generally, it's a 6,000-square-foot building to be located in the center of the site with parking surrounded. For a 6,000-square-foot building, we would be required to have 120 parking spaces. Our plan currently shows 195. The reason for the overparking is to account for special events that may occur on that site, and those parking spaces will be relooked at during the design process. Some of that impervious area may be reduced to meet stormwater requirements for conservation district regulations. There is one change that we know about on this preliminary site plan. The current stormwater pond location is going to be moved to where the on-site septic location is shown, and the septic system will be moved to the back. That is based on a feasibility study that was prepared by Coastal Soils and approved by DENREC for an on-site wastewater system. served by on-site dwell, and we propose to put an illuminated sign here at the entrance, similar to the one that's been used at all the other activity centers that CHEER has on site. The property is not located in a floodplain, and wetlands do not exist on site. Currently, the proposed site, as shown, has an impervious percentage of 55% of the site. We've met with DLDOT. They are not requiring a traffic impact study, and they are only requiring minor modifications to the shoulder as part of the entrance process. We will not be required to do any improvements out on Route 16 for the project. Again, the purpose of here today is to request conditional use. We believe it's appropriate given the location of the property, the public use, and the comprehensive plan. The proposed activity center will continue to support the mature adults in the region and the opportunity to expand those services. Development of the property will not negatively affect the adjacent landowners or Broadkill Road. Again, the Planning and Zoning Commission unanimously recommended approval of the conditional use. We thank you for your time, consideration on our application, and we respectfully request approval on our request. And this concludes my presentation, subject to any questions that the council may have of us.
Are there any questions from council?
If I'm looking at the right map, are there chicken houses right next door?
Chicken houses are, the property, Legend property has chicken houses. Chicken houses are further to the west of the property.
Right. Look, I'm looking at an aerial map. How far are those chicken houses from the CHEER Center?
About 200 feet, Mr. Phil.
I missed 200 feet?
About 200, 300 feet.
I'm guessing.
Okay.
What are you worried about, those chicken dinners they have there?
I believe there are some, aren't there some setbacks? Requirements away from chicken houses.
The poultry houses are already there. If you're building a poultry house and you already have something there that could be impacted by the poultry house, there's a 200-foot separation. Mm-hmm. If the poultry house is already there, you can build a house as close to your property line as you're limited to, and it really doesn't. And this is a business. It really doesn't relate to a business. It only relates to houses.
Are the chicken houses in production?
I believe they are, Mr. Phillips.
They are.
The property line is 250 feet from the chicken houses. The proposed building is another 200 feet, about another 150 feet from those chicken houses. So you're looking about 300, 350 feet, Mr. Phillips.
So I think I see where Vance is going with that. So that would be, how about if this guy owns this poultry farm wants to build another house, and this building built there?
It would only be the setback from the property line as it relates to this business, because it's not a dwelling. The ordinance makes reference to the distance from a dwelling to a poultry house, not from a business to a poultry house.
Okay.
From what it looks like, Sam, doesn't look like he has room anyway. Not between the last chicken house and their property.
200 feet, man says.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Chicken house 40 feet wide, 50 feet wide.
I would think that close to town, chickens are
well,
not,
I think it was
not
to
the highest
eat.
And best use for the land.
Any other questions from council? Do you have any witnesses?
Mr. Boggs, anything you want to add to the record?
Any chickens?
Okay.
Chickens
want to
testify?
Yep. If you have no other witnesses, is there anyone that'd like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else that would like to speak in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter and close the public record if it's the council's desire.
We will close the public comment and public record. I have a question about doing that. Okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's fine.
And Mr. Moore, if you would read the short title, we'll see what the pleasure of council is.
Okay. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a public service building/use to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 4.35 acres more or less. Tax map ID 2-3514-12202 and 12204, subject to the following conditions as read by Mr. Lankin into the record as designated A through H on page 3 of the handout given to council.
Pleasure, council.
Make a motion we adopt the ordinance with the conditions.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, I vote along with Planning and Zoning on this with the very same reasons they gave and with those same conditions.
Cole?
Yes, I'll vote for the same reasons as Mrs. Dever. She articulated them very well.
Mr. Phillips?
I'll vote yes. I think that use would be well appreciated in the area.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes, along with P&amp;Z.
I agree with planning and zoning's findings. I agree with the recommendations. I also think it will serve the area well. I vote yes, motion carries.
Okay, the next hearing is the application of Robert and Patricia Robinson. Mr. Lang?
Yes, this is application change of zone number 1722. It's an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an LI2 light industrial district to an AR1 agriculture residential district to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.91 acres more or less, lying west of Route 13A, also known as Seaford Road, 1,300 feet north of Road 488, also known as Johnson Road, and being referred to as tax map ID 132, map number 6, parcel 186.01. Again, the Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on October 25th. The commission was advised that a support facilities report was not requested from DLDOT since the application is a downzoning from light industrial to agriculture residential. This site was originally AR1 agriculture residential. The applicants applied for rezoning to LI2 light industrial as change of zone number 854 and were approved so that the applicants could erect a small store and warehousing for the sale and storage of dry and canned dog foods. That was somewhat of a little history of the site. On October 11, 2012, the Conservation District provided comments about the soils. On October 19, 2012, the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments in reference to the Blades Planning Area Number 2 and sanitary sewer issues. Mr. Robertson was present and stated in his presentation that he no longer is operating a business on the site, that he has applied so that his taxes can be reduced, that there will be no adverse effect on traffic, and that there will be no adverse effect on property values. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1722 for Robert and Patricia Robinson for a change in zone from LI2 light industrial to AR1 agriculture residential based on the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the application is for a downzoning that returns the property to its original AR1 zoning. Two, the return to AR1 zoning is consistent with the surrounding uses and zonings. Three, the applicant no longer intends to use the property for industrial purposes, so it is appropriate to eliminate the potential industrial uses that could occur there. Four, AR1 zoning is appropriate since the applicants reside there and the only use that occurs there is a low-density residential use. And five, the downzoning will have no negative impact on neighboring properties or roadways. There was a motion and a second carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0. And again, I've received no additional comments or from any agency or individual on this application.
Are there any questions from council? If not, Mr. Robinson, would you like to come up and give us your full name and address and just explain to the council what you'd like to do?
My name is Robert Robinson, and I'm applying for a rezoning to get my property rezoned from commercial to residential because I no longer need it for industrial purposes.
Okay. Did any of the council have questions of Mr. Robinson?
Not me.
So. Okay, if there's no questions, is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application? Seeing an empty chamber, is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, at this time we can close the public hearing in this matter. And if it's the desire of the council, close the public record.
We'll close public hearing. Unless anybody objects, we'll close public comment and record.
Yeah. Yes.
And Mr. Moore, if you would read the short title.
Yes, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a LI2 Light Industrial District to an AR1 Agricultural Residential District for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 1.91 acres, more or less.
I'll make that motion.
Second. Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, I do vote for this. And, of course, with the for the very same reasons and with the we had conditions that Planning and Zoning spoke about, mentioned, and also there was a unanimous vote on Planning and Zoning.
Cole.
I'll vote yes, because it's a down zoning, and it's always good to support down zoning, so I'll vote yes.
Mr. Phillips.
I'll vote yes. It's the desire of the applicant, and I see no negative impact.
Wilson.
I'll vote yes on the P&Z.
I also agree with Planning and Zoning and the fact that we'll have no negative impact on the community, and it is a down zoning, which is not a bad thing. I'll vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Now, Mr. President, it would be appropriate to go into
executive session.
Executive session.
Need a motion to go into executive session.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, second. Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion?
Good luck.
I'll take the vote.
Yes.
Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson. Although yes, motion carried. Are we going to go in here or over there?